Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things that we did not get to during the course of the show today. Betty Rock came in like from a busy weekend.
I did.
That's unlike you.
Well, and when you say busy weekend,
she did something.
Yeah, exactly. I realize I am such a homebody. It's a bad problem. I think if I were married, maybe that's the reason I'm not married.
Right.
Because I think if I were and I had a husband, I would never leave the home.
I would just
be there.
Yeah.
Be like, he's my person and I'm just here.
I get that. That makes it hard when you're single, because if that is your place and your safe place, then the odds of you meeting someone that happens to fall into your place is very low.
Very low.
You know, like,
exactly.
It's like, and usually it's a plumber.
Yeah.
like recently, you've had a pretty good relationship with that plumber that's fixed the toilet that you killed. Twice.
Okay, if you're not a loyal potty, you might be thinking, oh my gosh, she has IBS. That is not the situation. It was a root ball is what they called it. A root ball.
She eats a lot of salads. Leafy greens.
Ew, gross. Okay, back to my weekend.
Yes.
I had a fulfilling weekend on Friday. I didn't do anything. It was raining, so it made it easier for me to just chill. And that's exactly what I did. And then on Saturday, my parents came down and we went out to eat. They're a big fan now of Cheddar's. You know,
I do like Cheddar's.
Old people, once they retire, that's like the one thing they look forward to is food. But I'm already there and I'm not even retired and I'm already looking forward to food.
My father-in-law could tell you every place he ever went, like he was in the military, and he would tell you, you know, when I was stationed in Okinawa, oh boy, there was this place, and it was always food related.
I get it. So they're now into Cheddar's, and so we went to Cheddar's and my dad said, your money's no good here, sailor. But they've also gotten to the age where they like for me to drive them places.
Sure.
So my dad gets in the back seat, my mom gets in the passenger
seat.
Bougie,
your dad. Like,
yeah.
Drive me, too.
Exactly.
Once around the park, too, then let's go home.
Yeah, it's like driving Miss Daisy. So anyway, we went out to eat, and then I realized I had another COVID moment, so I did a dine and dash, if you didn't hear, on Thursday.
Did you do this again?
No. That was on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I did pay back my friend yesterday.
Good.
I gave her a 20, and she was like, no, that's ridiculous. I got a $10 bill. So she gave me change. And I was like, but that doesn't even cover tips. She's like, no, don't.
Oh, that's nice of her.
But I tried.
That's nice of her.
Anyways, so I had another COVID moment, so when I go out to eat with my parents, I didn't bring my phone with me. Never thought about it. Wasn't even an inkling in my mind.
Because dad's there. Like, you don't need to worry about anything.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't need to pay for anything.
I don't need any Apple Pay. I don't even have a wallet. I don't even need an ID because he'll vouch for me. If we're pulled over by the cops, he'll be like, that's Toot.
That's my Toot Blossom.
That's a Toot Blossom. Yeah, I'm officer, I know her.
So anyways, there was that. And then I went out to eat with some friends afterwards.
Well, you ate a lot.
Yeah, I did.
What did you get at Cheddar's, can I ask?
I got the grilled chicken Alfredo.
Okay.
It was really good.
They have a steak with like a bourbon glaze sauce thing.
That's what my dad got.
Of course he did.
That's the second time he's gotten it, and he loves
it. Yeah, it's amazing. Danny Ray and I are the same person. Like, no wonder you love me so much.
No.
Oh, you don't love your dad?
No. Stop.
What? You
I
don't?
I love my dad.
I know, right. So we're the same person. Translation, this is like one of those math problems. If you love your dad and Wally's the same as your dad, translation, ergo, you love Wally. Thank you. So, yeah, it is the best steak.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and I'm not allowed to go to Cheddar's anymore because my wife would only get one thing there. She would get the fried mozzarella sticks. Loved them. Loved
that's
fried.
Not a meal.
I know, but that's what she would get for her meal. A lot of places, that's her meal. And so I regulate what she eats. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. But, like, that's what she loved. Mm-hmm. So then around COVID, they stopped having marinara sauce at Cheddar's. Like, for a while, I don't know if it's the same, you couldn't get marinara sauce to go with your fried mozzarella.
They just give you the cheese sticks.
Yeah, here's your cheese sticks. Well, can I get some marinara? No. Do you have any in the building? No. And so she doesn't want to go there anymore. And I love going there.
She could bring her own marinara.
And somehow, in the course of a restaurant that has a sizable menu, there's nothing else this woman likes there. Not a thing! Like, there's so many other options.
That's where my thoughts and prayers go out to you.
Thank you. I'm standing on the promises.
You are standing on the promises. Because the thing is that she she is a moving
target. Absolutely.
And that would drive me crazy, especially if I get attached to something and I really like it. And then she's like, well, the one thing on this huge menu that I like, I don't want, I don't want it anymore.
On a whim. And then it's just,
it's fair.
No, I know.
Have you ever done that to her?
No.
I will always find her
something.
What's something that she loves? Place that she loves.
Chick-fil-A, and I will always go there.
And you're not crazy about
it. No, it's okay.
So you should just say, oh, I can't go there anymore. The one thing that I want, I don't
Culver's.
Like
she loves Culver's.
One thing you don't want there? Nope.
She tried to pull this on me the other day, and it sounds like I'm bad-mouthing her because she's a great woman, but this is a blind spot.
She has to be to put up with you.
I know. This is a blind spot she has. And so we had gone to Culver's the Sunday before with our friends. After church, we go to eat with our friends every Sunday. And so we had already gone to Culver's, and I'm like, well, where do you want to go today? We went Culver's last week. I'd really like to do Culver's again. I'm like, are you kidding me? No. Dang. So this one, I'm like, okay, look, you always veto things that you don't want. I said, I would prefer not to go to Culver's, please. Mm-hmm. Like, don't even bring it up. Please don't bring it up as an option. Yeah. Sure as the world. Hey, where are you going to go, Marty? How about Culver's? You psycho! No, I'm kidding. She didn't do that.
Oh, I was like, oh my gosh. Oh,
if she had done that, we would have had a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, she remained mute, and then somebody said Arby's.
Arby's.
So somebody said Arby's. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, oh. Yeah.
What are you going
to
do?
I know.
Right?
And we can't go to Zaxby's anymore because the texture was weird a couple times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I couldn't with her.
I know.
I can't imagine if she were a kid. Yeah. How did she stay alive?
I don't know.
That's a wonder. Okay, so then Sunday I had to help with the babies. Had the first blowout of the Sunday morning.
Nice.
That was fun. And it was so rank that they had to take the trash out.
Oh, wow.
Before service even
they take
began.
The kid out.
It was rough. And then I played some games with some friends that night.
On a Sunday night?
Yeah, I did a lot.
What time did you leave?
A little after 8.
Oh, that's late for you because you're already in bed by 8.
But I took a nap.
Okay.
I'm good at taking a nap.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, so.
Wow, that is crazy.
One more thing to add to my parents' situation. They're getting older, bless them. I love them to death. But my mom and dad were complaining about the silverware.
Mm-hmm.
They say that restaurants don't have as sturdy of silverware that they want to see.
It bends.
They're contemplating bringing their own from home.
I like it.
I said, please don't do that when I'm with you.
Do it. Please do it.
No, that's so embarrassing. Bring your own fork and knife. No.
Do you know the bit that we do on the show from time to time, Am I Weird Because? That all started when I went to a restaurant with a lady years and years and years ago. Before I came here, 16 years ago, I was working at mainstream radio, and somebody, I forget who it was at the time, tried to hire me at WayFM in West Palm Beach. They said, hey, we know you do radio. We've heard you're good. Like, would you like to come work here? And we've heard you're a believer, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, well, let me come down and try it. And so I go down and I meet this lady. Her name was Donna. Super nice lady. And we go to lunch. And long story short, like I wasn't ready for praying on the air and things that they were doing back then. And so we go to lunch and she pulls silverware out of her purse. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I always bring my own silverware. And hers was a germ thing because you can't trust that the silverware has been dried or washed enough. So she always brought her own silverware.
She young? Old?
Oh, no, it's Donna Cruz. You know her.
Oh, Donna Cruz.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like and sitting there at that table, I go, that's weird. And I literally go, okay, we're going to do a bit tomorrow. Because they had me do like 3 test shows with her. Mm. I said, we're going to do a bit tomorrow called Am I Weird Because? Okay. And so we'll use this story as a thing. And she was like, oh, okay, cool. And so like we created a brand new bit right there. And I've done that bit like at every radio station I've been at some point in time. Because it's always fun to find people in their idiosyncrasies.
I'm sure she's not alone, but that is weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was the germ thing. I'm kind of surprised you will eat silverware like
I haven't thought about it
until now.
Yeah,
I'm surprised Marty does. Like Marty definitely has some things too. So yeah. All right, well, let's get into some of this stuff here. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is actually projected to win Washington D.C.'s Republican primary over Trump on Sunday. That is crazy town.
Do you think it's true or not?
I think if there's enough people, because the riots were such a big deal in Washington, there are enough people that are mad at him, even in Washington, that she could do it. She did not win her own home state of South Carolina, which is crazy.
Embarrassing.
But it's basically, in doing so, she will be the first Republican woman ever to win a presidential primary. Like, there's only been, I mean, a few women that ran for anything.
And Hillary Clinton didn't?
But she's not Republican.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
There was a Republican candidate in 1964, Margaret Chase Smith.
Margaret!
And she was placed on the nomination for president, but won no primaries. And so Nikki Haley, it's really, this is what's sad to me, honestly. Like, we're trying to find anything to make this good for her. And like, great, she's the first woman to win a primary. She's getting clobbered by Trump, mm-hmm. which to me is really, really sad. Because I look forward to the day where we have a female president and we see something different. Like, let's try something different. We're all stuck in this world that is a train wreck in a lot mm-hmm. of respects. Why not try something different, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was hopeful that she would be the person that could help do that for the Republicans. But instead, you've got a small group of Republicans that have doubled down and they're playing to, and they're right in Trump's pocket. And so they are, you know, all lockstepping with him. And we're going to see it's going to be Biden versus Donald again. And we are going to have a mess. And I was really hopeful. And this makes me go, are we ever going to actually ever break out of these cycles and do something different? And I don't know that the answer is
yes. Let me ask a question. If Trump gets in,
yeah.
then that would be the second time. So that would be another 4 years. But in total, it's been 8. Couldn't he go again?
No. Once you've done your
even though it was only
four years. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is it. And you know, like when you're a sitting president, your last 4 years, like the last little bit of your 4 years, like you're like trying to get reelected. Mm-hmm. Then if you get reelected, you can do whatever you want because you know you're not up for election again. And so that's where you hold on to the things and you do your executive orders and you just do whatever you want. You pardon everybody. So this would be his last time. And he already is like an 8 in on the Enneagram. He is a businessman. He is a vengeful person. And so, you know, he has nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. So he is going to go crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he even said, like, from the beginning, well, my first day, I'm going to be a dictator, you know? Mm-hmm. And I look, I get it. Like, I'm an 8 on the Enneagram, too. And I would love that flex to get even with a lot of people.
You just want to prove a point.
Absolutely.
Even
yeah.
if it's to your own detriment.
Absolutely. Yes. 1,000,000,000%. I'll worry about that later, you know? And so, like, I understand him. I get him. And I get why he would say those things because he wants to jar people and shock people. And here's what you're getting, you know? And mm-hmm. so, like, I get all of that.
And it's gotten him to the win.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. It's weird. Mm-hmm. But I'm sad that this, I mean, it's great that she can hang her hat on this, but it's really not a giant accomplishment. Mm. I really thought we had a chance to do something different, but it.
But then there
like
could be that Trump
case.
Is like, I want to take her as my vice president.
I thought she might have been playing that hand because she's been not aggressive with him, you know, and she might be playing the long game, but I don't think he respects her enough to do that. I would be floored if he went that route. I'd like it, but it doesn't matter who he picks. They're going to be relegated.
Because he can't go to the one he had before, because that guy came out with a book that was like, he was terrible.
And he says Pence backstabbed him by certifying the election, so that's not happening. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the Biden and Harris thing, so Kamala, first female vice president, you forget about that fact. That's a big deal, mm-hmm. but you forget she's the first female vice president because they relegated her because she says crazy things and she can't keep it together. No one likes her. She can't keep people that are close to her liking her. Like, she's a train wreck. And so here's the first black female vice president and she's opening Piggly Wigglies. She's messing up the border. Like, and they just went, whoosh, you are irrelevant now, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the ego of Biden too. You know, so you got two titans of ego. One is just quieter than the other, going at each other again. And it's the same old situation. Mm. So anyway, what do you got, Lady Rock?
Well, I've got K-pop. So it's become a big fad these days. I feel like in the past maybe 5 years, it's just gotten more.
Explain
and more.
K-pop to people who don't know what K-pop is.
So it's from Korea. Yep. It's a bunch of...
That's the K.
Yes. So it's a bunch of different groups. They're pop music groups.
Pretty much self-explanatory now.
Call them K-pop. But they're typically, there's so many members in one.
Yeah.
So I looked up to see why is K-pop so popular and worldwide. And also, too, I did look up on YouTube, has K-pop always been a thing?
Yeah.
It has. They did their own 60s. They did the really? Like 60s music. Yeah,
I did not know that.
70s, 80s, 90s ballads.
It's funny because most of these K-pop bands learn enough English for one song or two songs and they sing it. And then they're not fluent in English most of the time.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, the main reason why K-pop is so popular with the younger generation is because it's catchy rhythm and choruses. And so
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, I hate to admit this, but they are catchy.
Oh, really? Do you have some?
Okay. So these are two all-female K-pop groups. One of them has 9 members.
Okay,
that's a bit much.
They've taken the boy band thing, which was, okay, you had LFO, which was 3. You know, then you had, what was it that was 4? There were a couple
was
that were
4. O-Town 4?
O-Town, I think, was 4. They might have been 3, too, but I forget.
And then NSYNC and Backstreet 5. Were 5.
That's your magic number of a boy band. Because you've got to have one guy that you could lose here and there to rehab or anger management.
He's the dangerous one.
Yeah, that's AJ in Backstreet Boys. And so it was funny. We saw a thing today on Good Morning America. AJ and Joey Fatone were singing Backstreet and NSYNC songs together. And it was just the two of them. It felt so weird. We needed the other 3 people to make that work.
But it's just not.
All right, so let's go. So now they've got 9.
Yeah, so these K-pop groups, and I pulled their latest single, their albums are in the top 10 this week on Billboard charts. The first one is called, the band is called Twice, but they have 9 members.
Okay.
And it's called I Got You.
All right, here we go.
Ooh, no matter what you got me, I got you. And I wouldn't want it any other way.
So catchy, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's super catchy.
Yeah,
it's super catchy.
And totally pop.
How many blondes are in this? Because they always do that, too, to like one of the poor kids in the Korean pop bands. They're like, okay, black hair, black hair, black hair, black hair, black hair, blonde. And then you're like, okay.
That's the dangerous
one. Yeah, that is. Yeah, that is. So that always happens.
I don't know if they had any.
They will.
I couldn't keep track. There was too many.
If you look it up, I guarantee you there's at least one. There's going to be one blonde. Maybe even a red hair. Sometimes you throw red hair in there just to spice things up a bit.
And sometimes they cut their hair like in a boyish cut.
Yeah.
That's the rebel.
I didn't hate that. It is what all that stuff is. But I mean, it's catchy. And I liked her little falsetto up. I got you. Yeah, I like that. Okay, what's the next one?
The other one is a band called Le Sserafim. I think I'm saying that right.
Do you know what seraphim in the Bible is?
What?
Seraphim in the Bible are...
I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. half angels, half people. Like...
Oh, that's... No, that was the Lephilim or something.
The seraphim.
No,
cherubims are angels.
I thought it started with an L.
No, look it up. Seraphim. Boy, I'm sounding so positive.
Look it up.
But now you've got me
seraphim.
Thinking I might be wrong.
No,
in the Bible, seraphim. You're thinking of Leviathan, and that's a...
The word seraphim in the Bible appears only in Isaiah chapter 6.
Yep.
It's the only passage of that specifically mentions the word meaning the fiery ones.
Yep.
So in that biblical chapter, Isaiah describes his intense vision of God's heavenly court. That doesn't sound like what you were saying.
No, I'm telling you, I have seen the definition of
seraphim.
Because some people said that, Goliath was one of those, even though he was a Philistine.
I'm going to look it up.
I'm telling you, man. How are you spelling it?
People.
How are you spelling it?
It's S-E-R-A-P-H-I-N-A.
Seraphim. Okay. Look it up as half people, half angels. From the Bible.
Wait, Samson? No, you didn't say Samson.
No,
you said Goliath.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of people were he is described as a champion? A Philistine.
He's a Philistine. Right. I understand that. But
that's what you said. Well,
no, but Jesus was half man, half human. And like,
okay,
they said he's from Galilee.
What am I Googling?
Google half angel, half human.
Half angel, half human.
From the Bible.
From the Bible.
And see what it says.
Nephilim.
Nephilim. Yes.
You
I hate
wrong.
It. I hate it when I'm
wrong.
so.
Wrong.
Ah.
Mark it down. Melissa the historian.
Yeah.
Mark it down. March 4th was the day that Wally thought, look it up. Look
I was
in the
so
Bible.
Confident.
Seraphim. You know where you heard that from? The Bible.
And I even said, to myself, I actually said it out loud. I said, I'm so confident in this, I'm probably wrong. Dang it.
So the Hebrew
Nephilim,
word Nephilim is sometimes translated as giants.
Yes.
literally means the fallen ones.
Yes. And so, yes.
Don't yes me. No, you I don't know.
I do. I just had the seraphim and the Nephilim wrong. I mean, you can see that's a pretty easy mistake.
That's a big mistake.
I know it's an easy mistake. Come on, man.
Okay. Anyway, the name of the band is Le Seraphim.
Or Nephilim.
No, not Nephilim. And the song is called Easy. I would say that their English isn't as clear.
No. Needs a rap here. Hanging out. Oh, I was just ready to start busting it out, and then they stopped.
Hanging
Hanging out. Yeah. I was gonna.
Now, which do you like better?
I think I like the first one better because I couldn't understand the second one.
Well, that's true.
But it did have kind of a different vibe to it, like that.
Yeah, like the
kind
beat.
Of bop. Yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I think I could be a K-pop fan, especially if their name were Nephilim.
There was something that kind of reminded me. Toby Mac's son, Truett, who he lost. Boy, it's been 4 years, I think, now.
That long?
Yeah, wow. It's been a while. It's been over three. I want to say it's been four.
Wow.
But it was crazy. Like, he was doing music out in L.A. at the time, and there was some stuff that I had heard him do that I'm like, oh, man, that's really cool. And I'm, like, starting last year, I started hearing people do it. Like, I'm like, holy cow, like, he was ahead of the curve for this style and this vibe that people are doing now, which are dadgum, good on you, man. Hmm. And I'm sure I'm sure when Toby hears that stuff now and he knows what his son Truett was making, it's got to make him feel good. Mm-hmm. I mean, amidst the ultimate heartache and loss,
right?
That, you know, at least music, because music's a whole different language that people who do it well, they speak it, and it's really cool. And I'm sure that he hears like that and goes, "Mom, a boy." You know, and it gives him something good to remember Truett by as well. So, hey, do you got any birthdays for us?
I do.
Let's go.
Stanley. I wonder if he has a Stanley cup. Stanley wants to wish his daughter, Annabelle, a happy birthday. She celebrated on the 1st.
Nice.
But you know what? We got it. So happy birthday,
yes,
Annabelle.
Yes, Annabelle.
Said she turned 15 today, and she's super excited and working hard to get her learner's permit.
Oh, good for her. That's a good time.
Thoughts and prayers to Stanley.
Yeah, that's a scary time teaching your daughter to drive. My daughter was not really good at it at first.
She didn't want to get her driver's license.
No, we're like, you're getting it. And we're not driving you down to school anymore. You got to get this. And then we took her out. And it was like that Bob's Burgers episode where she's headed for the one pole in the parking lot. I kid you not. That was Haley. The one pole in a high school parking lot. And she was headed right for it. And I'm like, hey. And I grab the wheel and I like pull it over and we stop and she starts crying. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? She's like, you yelled at me. I'm like, you were about to hit a pole, psycho. Of course I yelled at you. I was scared. I don't want you to damage the car.
Yeah, but yelling makes it worse.
Yeah, you yelled at me. So great. I'm like, I'll yell at you all day long to keep you from hitting a pole.
Yeah. Do you want to pay the insurance? Perhaps
Knucklehead.
Not.
Knucklehead.
Question. What do you remember about the first time you ever drove? How did it go? Did your parents say any oopsies words during that drive?
I grew up driving really young. Like, my dad had a construction company, and so we had trucks that we would have to drive around on the job site. And so, like, when I was really young, like, I used to love when he would come home, we had a gate, and he would open the gate, and he'd pull the truck up in the backyard. And so I would wait for that, and when I was really little, I'd come home, and I'd sit on his lap, and he'd let me drive the car in. Mm-hmm. And so as I got older, and I was working with him on the summers and stuff, I grew up driving the trucks all over, which I loved. But I have gotten a truck stuck up to the doors before in mud and things like that. We had to dig one of the trucks out with a drag line one time because I wasn't great at it, as it turns out. Like, on a construction site, like what we did dredging, you were pumping water and sand together. And so it would create like quicksand basically in places. Mm-hmm. And I had the truck up. We used to run a night shift. I was working nights. And I drove too close to the edge edge, and the truck sank down, and we couldn't get out, and it's pitch black, and we literally had to stay there till the day shift came in, and we could walk the drag line over and dig the truck out of the mud.
Who was stuck with you?
Me and my dad.
Was he mad?
He wasn't happy.
Did he ever let you drive again?
Yeah, he did, but I know he was definitely not happy at that. I got the son. This is what I've been saying. You know, you don't listen. So.
Oh, well,
how about you?
Because
you've wrecked a couple cars.
What?
You did. You've had a couple accidents.
Yeah, but they weren't my fault.
Well, you had a couple accidents.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, my first experience was my dad's boat had a trolling motor.
Yeah, he did.
And so all I had to do was watch out for stumps.
Nice.
And I never hit a stump. Good so girl. Yay me.
Good for you.
And then he had a four wheeler and I got to drive that and I did overturn that one time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Not a good thing. Don't do that.
Did you ever drive a three wheeler?
Mm-mm.
The ATVs?
No, Whew. We did the four.
Those things, when the four wheelers came in, there were a lot of people like, Dad, gummit, I just crippled myself a year ago. I wish I'd had a four wheeler. Those three wheelers, man, it's like riding a tricycle at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And the minute you start to turn, boom, they're over and you're gone. You have to work a little harder to flip a four wheeler, so nicely done.
Yeah, I hit the gas too hard.
Did you go backwards?
Yeah.
Oh,
flipped
nice.
It over. Yeah, it was bad.
Nice.
So my dad did not teach me how to drive. I guess his part was the boat and the four wheeler.
Did your mom teach you?
My mom had to teach me. Yeah. And I did not want to make left turns. Left turns scared me to death. And there was a grocery store, a little backwoods grocery store that my mom and I would go to. And she would say, okay, you're going to drive us home. I've already figured it out. All of it is right turns.
Nice.
So you don't have to do a left turn.
Turn across traffic. Yeah,
yeah,
that's scary.
The only left turn was when we would have to pull into our driveway. And what we would do is I would stop the car in the middle of the road. I would switch sides with my mom. And then she would pull us in.
Oh, that's so funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
And I wanted to have, and I don't take pride in this, I had to have my NSYNC CD with me.
Nice.
To play as I...
Mom, you don't understand.
They speak to me. Mom.
Lance gets me. I'm going to marry him one day.
Boy, was the joke on me.
Uh-huh.
Accidents. My first accident, I think I've talked about it. That was really bad. Well, wait, that was my second accident.
See, there it is.
But the first accident, I was going to get Subway sandwiches at an internship that I had at a country radio station in downtown Nashville. I was young. I was probably 18 or 19. And some tourist wasn't looking where he was going and he veered right into my lane. And so I was in an accident. The guy that was in charge of me as an intern, I have to call him and I'm like, hey, I just got in an accident. And he goes, well, do you have the sandwiches?
Yeah,
and
where I are said, the sandwiches?
Yeah. He comes, picks up the sandwiches and leaves me.
Absolutely.
There at
that's
the scene.
So radio.
That's so ridiculous.
Hey, we got to get these to the host, okay?
Yeah, that's
you're
all they care about.
As an intern, you are expendable.
Yeah, they don't care.
No.
It's horrible.
That's how you started, intern Betty to the Rizzoc. You remember
it's
that?
It's horrible. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
You were expendable.
Like to forget about it. Yeah.
But
what?
Somehow you worked
it's
your
rude.
Way into my heart and we kept you all these
like
years.
Like a virus.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then my second one was just as rough. A guy in front of me slammed on his brakes and then I hit him and he got out and he was cussing up a storm and he had no shirt on, covered in tattoos.
Ooh,
and he had
terrifying.
A teardrop tattoo on his face.
I can't even imagine how scary that was for you.
And
I would have been scared.
I heard that if you have a teardrop tattoo on your face, that means you stabbed
somebody.
In prison. Anyways, he's like, I got a buddy that'll fix your car right up. Don't call the cops. I can't go back to jail. Keep in mind, I'm maybe 20.
Oh,
maybe 20.
And about 20 pounds.
Yes.
And little. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm like, sir, my daddy says I have to call the cops.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he was like, well, I got a blade in the back seat, and I can't get caught with it. So I'm going to go home, drop it off, and I'll come back. And he left his name and his number on a sheet of paper.
Did he really? Did he come back?
The cops come. They call. And they're like, this is probably not a valid number.
Yeah.
And he picked up, and he was like, yeah, I had to go to my place to drop off a few things, but I'm coming back. And they're like, sir, you have to come back or it's considered a hit and run.
Yeah.
And so he did come back, but by that time I'd already left.
Yeah.
But that one was scary.
Yeah. Oh, I would have been nervous with that too. Yeah. Some guy gets out of the car yelling and screaming and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they were rough.
You could feel free to fact check me on this one because right now I'm not doing so great today. But you mentioned making right turns. I want to say that I've heard.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to go out on a limb and say this is absolute fact.
Yeah, I hope you learned
that FedEx will prioritize their drivers' routes, like computer-wise, so that they're making right turns more than left turns, or like avoid left turns at all costs because they found that it's faster for them and there's less accidents.
I Googled FedEx avoiding left turns.
Yes.
It's not always possible. However, routes are designed to include as few left turns as possible.
Yes, I'm right.
Left-hand turns take longer and always increase the risk of an accident.
Exactly what I said. I'm 50-50 today. Actually, I'm 75% because I
had
the
Googled
other...
that. Yeah. You would have been like, I think I'm not sure.
No, I would. If I hadn't told you to Google it, I would have told you it's for sure. But then I was like, cover my bets, saying, "Well, if you're gonna Google it, let me not be so positive." But I thought I was right. Now I was right on the other thing. I said the wrong word.
No, you weren't.
I said the wrong word.
No, that's a big deal. That means you weren't right.
Yeah,
if you don't have the right word,
75%.
Then you're wrong.
I was a 75%er.
No, I would give you maybe 25.
What? No. Okay, that's better than being wrong. I'll take it. I'll take it. Phew. You heard it here. Total of what? 125% right today.
No.
Because the first one was 100, or the second one was 100% on.
I give up.
So there you go. All right, you know what? That is going to have to do it for your old Aftercast today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.